Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 24th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The City of Florence is still anticipating the arrival of federal funds from recent monies allocated to small municipalities and cities by the American Rescue Plan Act. The City of Florence is planning on approximately $1.8 million in funds from the ARPA and have included the monies in their biennial budget. The money has not been specifically earmarked in the budget, but according to Assistant City Manager Megan Messmer, there is to be a discussion as to how those funds will be used. She says currently there is not a date set for that discussion, but the conversation will likely be initiated in a City Council work session. Some of the potential uses for the funds include revenue enhancement to replace lost revenue due to COVID-19, retrofits to facilities to accommodate COVID-19 restrictions, assistance to local businesses, and assistance for child care. Budget information regarding the funds can be found on the city's budget on page 127. The budget is online at ci.florence.or.us. The man accused of killing three persons and seriously injuring another will have his first appearance in court tomorrow. Owen Evan Nicholson is suspected of killing his father, Charles Nicholson, and two others last Friday in North Bend. Nicholson eluded police and was able to make his way to the no-tie area and disappear into the woods. Investigators are still going over evidence and talking to witnesses to uncover just how all the events unfolded, including how he ended up in Wisconsin on Sunday. The percentage of Oregonians having received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine has risen 0.1%. There have now been 68.9% of the population at least partially vaccinated. This includes ages 16 and up. Outlying counties are still lagging behind the more populous areas of the state and have not shown much movement over the past several weeks. The major metropolitan areas and several coastal communities make up the bulk of the vaccinations, with counties like Lake and Umatilla still below 40%. The daily average of vaccinations continues to wane, and just over 10,000 individuals are being vaccinated daily. The number has been on a steady decline over the past 6 weeks. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting some positive movement on the new infections and deaths. Both have been on the decline of late. The most recent week has shown a 4.7% decrease in new cases, and deaths are down from 36 in the previous week to 26. There are more hospitalizations to record, though, rising 9 in the past week to 161. Lane County hospitalization numbers have also dropped. There are currently 10 individuals in the hospital, 5 in ICU and 1 on a ventilator. Lane County reported 13 new cases of the COVID-19 yesterday, and the state is reporting 233 new cases. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 24th, 2021.